Now, you may wonder to begin with, you may wonder, having heard the title of the lecture, why one speaks of a vision of human existence. Why this word vision? Why has this word been used? Why not speak, for instance, of a philosophy of human existence? Surely that would have been more intelligible, more understandable, even more appealing, more appropriate. I have, as a matter of fact, already spoken of someone wanting to know the philosophy behind the practice of, say, meditation. But that usage was simply provisional. One may as well come straight to the point and say that in Buddhism, in the Buddhist tradition, there's no such thing as philosophy. This may come as rather a surprise to some of you, at least. You might have thought that there was such a thing as Buddhist philosophy. But actually, in Buddhism, we find there is no such thing as philosophy. In fact, in the Indian languages, including the languages of the Indian Buddhist scriptures, that is to say Sanskrit and Pali, there's no word for philosophy. There's no word corresponding to philosophy, either literally or even metaphorically. There is indeed a word in Sanskrit, a word in Pali, which is often, or at least used to be often, translated as philosophy. But in fact, it does not mean that at all. It means something quite different from that. So what is that word? That word which is, or at least was, translated from the Sanskrit, from the Pali, as philosophy. That word is darshana. Darshana. So what does darshana mean? Darshana comes from a word meaning to see. And darshana means that which is seen. It means a sight, a view, a perspective, even a vision. So this clearly is not by any means the same thing as philosophy. The word philosophy, as we all know, as we were all told at school practically, literally means love of wisdom. But more generally, it's understood to mean a system of abstract ideas. Suggests something thought rather than seen. But darshana, however, is very much a matter of direct experience and direct perception. Darshana represents not something mediated by concepts. Those of you who have read a little in Indian traditions, in Indian spiritual literature, may have heard of the Sat Darshana. Sat means simply six. Sat Darshana is usually translated as the six systems of Indian philosophy. Really, it should be Hindu philosophy. But these are not six systems of abstract ideas. If we were to understand them in this way, we should misunderstand them very seriously indeed. The Sat Darshana, the six systems as they're usually translated, are in fact six different ways of looking at life, or six different ways of looking at existence. We may say six sights, or six views, six perspectives, or even six visions. The mode of expression may be conceptual. In both Hinduism and Buddhism, it very often is. But the content of the expression is not conceptual at all. The content is a direct perception of things. The content is a vision. Now, in Buddhism, the term is not darshana, the term is drishti. Drishti. And this term drishti also comes from a root meaning, simply, to see. So drishti also means a sight, a view, a perspective, a vision. And Buddhism traditionally distinguishes two kinds of view, two kinds of vision. Let's forget all about the Indian terms, the Sanskrit and Pali terms, and call them, from now onwards, wrong view and right view. So Buddhism distinguishes, and it's a very important distinction, between these two, wrong view and right view.